The epistle to be read today for the 10th Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 12. Brethren, you know that when you were heathens, you went to dumb idols according to as you were led. Wherefore I gave you to understand that no man speaketh by the Spirit of God, saith anathema to Jesus. And no man can say the Lord Jesus, but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of graces, but the same Spirit. And there are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but the same God, who worketh all in all. And the manifestation of the one Spirit is given to every man unto profit. To one indeed by the Spirit is given the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith in the same Spirit, to another grace of healing in one Spirit. And to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of speeches. But all these things one and the same Spirit worketh, dividing to every one according as he will. In the Holy Gospel, it's taken from the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 18. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves as just and despised others. Two men went into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee standing prayed thus with himself, O God, I give to thee thanks that I am not like the rest of men, extortioners, unjust, idolaters, as also is this publican. I fast twice in the week, and I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other, because everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. These words are taken from the Gospel today's Mass. And the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes towards heaven, but struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Words taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. A young man named Willie went to visit his uncle's farm. He always enjoyed himself in the country and loved to roam about the farm. His uncle had just obtained a valuable horse. Willie was admiring the fine colt when his uncle came to see how he was doing. Uncle, can I have your colt? He asked. Why, no, Willie, said his uncle. The colt is worth a lot of money. Right now, I couldn't afford to give him to you. Now, nephew, how bad do you want a horse? I want a horse more than anything in the world, Willie replied. Then, Willie, said his uncle, I'll tell you what you ought to do. Since you want a horse that much, you ought to pray to God for one. You have to persevere and faithfully and devoutly pray for that horse. You know, whenever I want a thing, I always pray for it, and then it is sure to come to me. That is a great idea, uncle, said Willie eagerly. Why don't you give me this horse, and then you pray for one for yourself? Now, what faith and confidence Willie's uncle had in prayer. He truly understood that God would answer his prayers. Willie, on the other hand, did not have so great a faith. And rather than praying, he simply relied on others to do it for him. But God won't listen to those who have such lack of faith. In fact, we would have more of our prayers answered if we had greater faith when we pray. But too many of us are like Willie and lack confidence and faith that is needed in our prayers. Now, my dear faithful, in today's gospel, our Lord tells us a parable. And this parable also shows us what type of prayer is heard and what kind of prayers will go unheard. St. Luke says that he told this parable to those who trusted in themselves. He spoke it to those who regarded themselves as just, but who despised others. Our Lord tells us that two men went to the temple to pray. The one was a Pharisee and the other was a publican. The Pharisees, you see, were the strict or rigorous religious teachers of the day who had no compassion for the ordinary people. The publicans were tax collectors and were despised for this. The Pharisee in the parable was filled with pride and blindness, and he stood in the temple and proclaimed to God just how good he was. He did many things, it is true, that on the surface looked good, but they were tainted with pride. The publican, on the other hand, he was honest about himself and was profoundly humble. He feared to approach God with a holy but a trusting fear. He knew what he was and he knew what God was. And therefore, our Lord tells us that standing afar off, he would not so much lift up his eyes towards heaven, but he struck his breast, saying, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Then, to emphasize the difference between the two men, the strict and prideful Pharisee and the humble tax-collecting publican, the Son of God spoke these words: I say to you that this man, that is the publican, went down into his house justified rather than the other. This means that the publican left the temple in the state of grace, whereas the Pharisee left the temple in the state of sin. For God hates pride and despises those who look down upon and have contempt for others. Because, as he says in the gospel of today, everyone that exalteth himself shall be humbled, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. In this parable, then, we see how much God hates pride and loves humility. How God listens and answers the prayers of the humble man, but turns his ears away from the proud. Thus, my dear faithful, when we pray, we must imitate the humble publican. We must acknowledge our own sinfulness and God's goodness. We must trust in God as our Father when we pray, and have a great confidence that he will hear our prayers, just as Willie's uncle in the story was so sure that if he prayed for something, it was sure to come. The Church herself teaches us that all our prayers are infallibly heard by God. Not one of our prayers will go unheard. Yes, it is true that we may not get exactly what we ask for, but God will give us what is even better for us. Our Lord himself gave a comparison of God our Father with an earthly father. He said, when a son asks for bread, he won't give him a rock. Or if he will ask his father for a fish, will he give him a snake? No, of course not. As our Lord concludes, if men being prone to evil know how to give a good gift to your children, don't you think, he asks, that God, who is all good, and your Father who is in heaven, will he not give you good things then when you ask for them? And so how can we have any doubt or lack any confidence when our Lord God himself directed these words towards us? And to reassure us and remove all doubt, our Lord went even further, and he said, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh it shall be opened. St. John Chrysostom said, how should our Lord fail to grant his graces to him who asks for them, when he confers so many blessings and graces upon those who don't even call upon him? He said our Lord would not urge us so much and almost force us to pray to him if he did not have such an eager desire to bestow his graces upon us. And so our prayers ought to be marked with such confidence and faith. And they must also be humble. They must be persevering. We must never give up our prayers. And when we pray, we should ask for those things that are most important to us. That is, those things that benefit our spiritual well-being. And so when we pray, we ought to ask God to give us the grace to keep from sinning and the grace to practice virtue each day. He will give us the strength and courage to avoid sin in the occasions. He will help us to be free from the attachment to worldly goods. And these are the only things that truly matter. Let us then, my dear faithful, renew your resolutions to be faithful to your daily prayers in order to obtain these necessary graces. Be sure your family has a prayer life, that they know what is truly important, that our faith is the one thing that truly matters. Show them this by saying the family prayers together in the morning and in the evening, and especially by saying the family rosary. You know, each of us have so many problems and troubles and crosses. We often hear so many families say that they have this problem or they're dealing with this. And so we can ask the question, do you say your family rosary every night? Pope St. Pius X said, if you want peace to reign in your homes, recite the rosary each evening as a family. For the rosary is a source of real peace. In fact, it is more than that. It is our safeguard. Devotion to Our Lady is like a beacon of light in this world of darkness and suffering, placed on the road which leads to God. You know, we have so much time that we want to make for ourselves for the distractions and occupations of the world. But it seems for a heart-to-heart talk with our God, we cannot find a minute. And yet I can tell you, as Pope St. Pius X said, the rosary is the true source of peace in your homes. And so be sure to say your prayers as a family. Have a special place in your home where you can say your daily rosary in the family prayers. And offer to the Sacred Heart and our Blessed Lady all your prayers, your works and joys, and sufferings that you will suffer throughout the day. This is how you and your family will have peace in your life. Even in the midst of the most trying crosses and tribulations that this life can bring. As a certain priest once said, beginnings are always difficult. To begin any work, there's always a struggle. Likewise, it is not difficult to pray. It is difficult to begin to pray. But I assure you that once you have begun and made prayer a part of your family life, it will be easier and easier. And you will begin to reap the great benefits. God will shower his graces upon you and the family. Always remember, as St. Teresa says, whoever perseveres in prayer, let him hold for certain that with however many sins the devil may surround him, the Lord will eventually bring him into the haven of salvation. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.